Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn today is Creator of the Stars of Night.
Creator of the stars of night, your people's everlasting light, O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you hear us when we call. In sorrow that the ancient curse should doom to death a universe, you came, O Savior, to set free your own in glorious liberty.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate these sacred mysteries of our faith, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy. You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come to our help with mighty strength, that what our sins impede, the grace of your mercy may hasten. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace, for its trust is in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. He has trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Open to me the gates of the justice. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord. This gate is the Lord's. The just shall enter it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
O Lord, grant salvation. O Lord, grant prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it all collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, when I was stationed up in Door County and took care of five churches in an island, I would listen to the local radio station as I drove around going from church to church. And I remember one time they had on one of the local ministers from a different denomination. I'm not going to say which one it was. But anyway, this minister, she was talking about how, okay, all you have to do is just take Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and you will be saved. And then she led everybody, all the listeners, on this prayer and just say, "Jesus, I take you as my Lord and Savior." And in the background were these voices of people responding to her. And then at the end, she says, "Congratulations, you are now saved." And of course, as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, "Oh, honey, you're missing the point." And I thought, I wonder what she would have to say about today's gospel, because that's the immediate gospel passage that came to me where Jesus says, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father." Now, years ago, too, when I was debating about becoming a priest, and this is way back in the 1900s when I was in Catholic grade school, I remember my teacher, Sister Christine, saying to me, you know, she says, "Just strive to do the will of God." And I said, "But sister, what is God's will?" And she says, "What does Jesus tell us in the Gospels?" Jesus tells us to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. She says, if you follow those two simple commandments, you're doing God's will. Because following those two simple commandments takes on so many forms, so many ways. In my parish that I take care of now, in the narthex, as you walk in, we have a beautiful statue of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. We have her there as a reminder that as we leave the church and go out into the world, we're called to do like she did, to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick and the suffering, comfort the dying. That was her way of loving God, with her heart, with her soul, with her mind. In a couple of days, we'll be celebrating the feast of St. Francis Xavier. He loved God by going off into the missions, proclaiming the Gospels to foreign nations, bringing the sacraments to those folks. You see, there's so many different ways. That's all we have to do. Strive to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and body. And by doing that, then we are like the wise man who builds a house upon rock. Because even when you look at the lives of the saints, They strove to live their lives loving God, and they lived in crazy world where basically the rain fell around them, the floods came, winds blew and buffeted their houses. But because they had built their house strongly on the rock of faith and loving God and one another, they were able to remain firm in their faith, even those who suffered martyrdom and great persecutions. You see, my friends, that's what we got to do as well. Is it easy? No, of course not. You all know it by your own lives. It's very difficult at times, but it is possible. And so as we celebrate this Mass today, let us keep striving to build our houses on solid rock. Let us continue to listen to the words of the Lord and to act on them. Not just say, Lord, Lord, but every day strive to love God with all our hearts, our souls, our minds, our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father and all who serve the Church, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that we will embrace the joyful anticipation of Advent and the humility and love exemplified in the coming of the Christ child, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation's leaders, that they will be given wisdom from God to guide and make prudent and moral decisions for the sake of all people, especially the most vulnerable, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Archbishop Bernard Hebda on his episcopal anniversary, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and for his support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the attentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Spirit and contrite hearts, be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice, your sight this day, be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us. And may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and open for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always,
and with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and work of the Holy Spirit through your death gave life to the world, free me by this, your most holy body and blood, from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments. Never let me be parted from you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us live justly and devoutly in this age as we await the blessed hope and the coming of the glory of our great God. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And let us now go forth in song as we sing verses 3 and 4 of Creator of the Stars of Night. When this old world drew on toward night, you came, but not in splendor bright, not as a monarch, but the child of Mary, blameless mother mild. At your great name, O Jesus, now all knees must bend, all hearts must bow. All things on earth with one accord, like those in heaven, shall call you Lord.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.